You called a car phone? You kicked my ball. What's going on?
Dude, I can't hear you. Oh, hold on. I know why.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How do I sound?
You sound fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Are you at a porn convention?
Yeah, I was.
You were?
Yes. I flew down to Miami this last weekend and was covering Exotica. I'll be covering it again in New Jersey.
Diego.
Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole.
I love it.
Oh, so, fuck you.
You're definitely not at a porn convention, are you?
No, I'm in my basement.
Hey, well, there's probably porn down there too.
Actually, not as... No, there isn't.
No? Oh.
No.
We can't keep it in the mothership.
No. Well, it's called the Dream Ship now.
Oh, Dream Ship? I haven't been on anchor for a while. I just got back on.
Well, I've been doing like rework. So this is kind of like my, this is what I'm calling the Mind Palace.
The Mind Palace.
So welcome to the Mind Palace. So
it's roomy in here.
It's ooge. But it's a place where you can ask questions. I can ask questions. I'll listen. You listen. It's all good.
Floor. Did you hear that I brought Spidey Heck from the Spidey Heck voice?
Yeah, I invited him. I don't know why he hasn't joined the call yet, the son of a bitch.
Oh, he's probably still making up with the significant other.
Oh, they're making up?
I don't know. I'm just blasting him. Girls usually don't like it when you go to the porn convention with your buddies.
Not usually. Did you hook up with any porn stars?
No, I didn't hook up with any porn stars. And if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you. So, you know,
good. Don't kiss and tell. Don't kiss and tell. That's the sign of a true gentleman. What about Spidey's not here? So, did Spidey hook up with any porn stars? You can rant him out all you want.
This unspoken bro code. So, I'm not sure what I'm
saying. That's right. Snitches get stitches.
Before I can say anything further.
That's right.
There's a lot of legal documents. You wouldn't
understand. Where the hell is he? I'm going to beep him on. Where the hell's my damn phone? I always lose my phone when I'm doing this shit. It's nearby.
Is that a phone detector? I need one of those.
What the fuck? Oh, there it is. It's like under my iPad. I'm recording using the new iPad Pro.
Yeah? You like it?
Yeah, I love it. The recording works. Oh, and then I probably lost you. Are you still there? Still there? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Except when I do stupid shit like hit the Bluetooth pause thing.
I love it when I'm talking.
You text Spidey. You text Spidey and say, get on the fucking anchor call. You son of a bitch. If I have to resend it to him, I can probably figure that out somehow. I don't know.
I hope the Migra didn't get him. Shit. Where is he? Yeah, if anybody wants to know Spidey's Heck, let's see, his address is. His real name is Jose Gonzalez.
His real name is Jesus. Los Gatos.
Oh, okay, here it is. Got you now. Oh. Oh, so my microphone doesn't work well. I'm on the phone. Okay. You're going to hear me texting. I know for a fact that he has like 2 weeks off. Hector.
Come on, Gringo, get on here, man.
Wow, that was so loud.
That was so loud, you said?
Like, I put the phone to my ear prior to taking it off of, like, speakerphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. It's been a long day. So, welcome. It's still going on, man.
Yeah, so is mine.
So I'm still chilling. I still got some work to do. Still got some figuring out to do, but this is the new experiment. It's called the Mind Palace.
The Mind Palace.
Yeah. So what I do is I put myself into an unconscious trance that I learned, and then I let people ask me whatever questions they want. And I can only answer the truth then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aaron and I were just doing it. And it also gives me some psychic powers because I was absolutely right in guessing his penis size. Yeah. Both length and girth.
Oh, really?
So you want to try it? Okay, I gotta get put into the trance here. Gotta lay on the floor for this. Hold on.
Is that the thing?
Okay, you're breaking up a little, but that's okay. You're asking me questions.
So I'm asking you questions?
I'm going to do a trance, and you ask me whatever questions you want to know.
Okay.
Because I'll answer only the truth because of the unconscious trance that I'm in. Oh, whatever you want to ask, man. Whatever's on your mind.
Just in general.
Okay, I'm going into the trance now.
Okay.
I am ready to answer.
Okay. So when was the last time you...
This morning.
Masturbated.
It was good, too.
Not too quick.
Like one of those ones where you're backed up for like a couple days. And it's like a fire hydrant. Slam, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Everything's sticky.
Not
do you enjoy
all.
Butt play?
Don't like to lick it. Don't like to have it licked. Nope. Don't like anything in it. Don't like to put it in there. Well, if she's into it, really, and like usually alcohol has to be involved, but yeah, no, usually no.
I've noticed that people say that alcohol
you gotta be
has to
relaxed,
be involved for
is what I've, been told. Next question.
Yeah, I guess. Let's see. Where do you see yourself in the next 2 years?
Rich, famous, south of France. Well, yeah, someone's got to drive my ass around. I'm too lazy to drive. Little cricket on your dial.
Okay, bastard. How dare you?
And do voices on the cartoons and stuff.
Nice, I like it.
Everything can be done remotely now, though, so I'll be directing everything from the south of France. Trying to avoid taxes by having all my money in, like, Estonia or something. Well, I don't know. I'm inheriting money this weekend, apparently. At least something. I'm inheriting something. I don't know what, though. 6.5% of something. It may be nothing. It may be shit tons. I have no idea. So we'll see. It could be seed money, or it could be money just to pay off debts. We'll see. Or it could be enough money to buy a donut and a cup of coffee. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Pulling myself out of the trance now.
Only the real one now.
It really takes it out of you. So how was the convention? Chicks with dicks.
Awesome.
A lot of a lot of dominatrix whipping and smacking.
So I asked Aaron, and he gave me a truthful answer, so I'm going to ask you now. Did you fuck a porn star?
Yeah. Oh, man. No.
Would you tell me? Would you actually say if you did? Or is it like a kind
of... I have made some friends with some webcam girls, though.
Nice.
And one of the porn girls too, but
yeah.
Other than that, yeah.
You just don't run that freestyle game like I can. I would have been like, "Hey, what's up?" And they would have been like all over it. Because I'm a smooth pimp, Dan.
I was trying not to come off creepy
at all. Is what people tell me. I just come off as weird and goofy, and some chicks dig that.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to do. The
little cricket. Hey, little cricket on digging. Your dial.
So she remembered me.
Little cricket on your dial. And then I tried to invite little Tereski to come into the mix, but he was too busy doing his Uber.
Oh, he's Ubering? Is he's that what he's I wonder what he's doing. Uber, Lyft, taxi.
Something like that.
Jerry cab.
Same shit.
All right.
We actually had an entertaining drive that evening. On top of him almost getting us kicked out of the titty bar.
What did he do?
Oh my God, Tereski, you are such a dick. We were there as media. Well, we had our media passes. It was actually using Aaron's, and I was using mine. So I asked one of the staff there if it was okay if we recorded, because we were recording at the convention. And the guy says, "Well, some of the girls weren't gonna like it." So I said, "Well, if they say something to me, I won't record them, or I'll stop." You know what I mean? So I'm recording, but I'm not recording like I'm hiding it. Right. I'm recording like I'm recording. Right? So I'm on one end of the room. I look on the other end of the room and I see Tereski. He's got his phone, but he's doing it from like his chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, so to speak. So I see him doing it from a distance. And it's funny because the security guard that actually approached him approached me first. But I told him, I said, they said I could record. Now, mind you, the security guy was one of the porn stars' main security dudes. So he was there doing security for the chick. So that's why he didn't bother me too much when I was recording, because I wasn't recording her. But when I see Tereski, he was recording her because she came on and started dancing, whatever. And he's recording it from his chest. And next thing you know, I see the fucking big black dude come and rush him, grab his phone. And I'm like, what the fuck did he do? He says that he was recording perfectly fine, but there was another guy recording next to him, and that guy got them pinched. And I'm like, well, as far as I've seen, I could see from a distance, it looked like he was recording, like that he was hiding it. So I'm like, if you would have been more like me, like, you know, thrown out,
it'd
have been different. We kind of like you were hiding it. So
plus, you had media.
He took
passes.
His bones.
You had media.
It was funny because I was
some weird pervy guy.
Yeah, so I stood at a distance because I had plenty of shit recorded on my phone. I was not trying to take my shit. So I stood at a distance watching what they were going to do. I just wanted them to make sure that, you know, if they kicked us out, they gave him back his phone. You know what I mean? They were like, he was following the guy around.
for a good couple of minutes. And eventually, the guy gave back his phone, and they were kicking us out. Right? So I was like, fuck it, you know, let's go. We got to start getting halfway down the parking lot. The manager, or one of the guys that's like one of the main guys of the actual club,
oh, nice,
comes back and invites us back in. I guess, yeah, because we had media passes. So I guess since there was a miscommunication, yeah, they didn't want to get like bad press, so to speak. They invited us back.
Nice. Even Turetsky.
And we got 2 free drinks each.
Dumbass.
Yeah. So, yeah, even Turetsky. So it was kind of fun. So I was like, wow. So I guess it kind of worked out to a benefit.
Good story. Good story.
And that was the evening. It was a very interesting fucking evening. And then as he was driving me back to the hotel, we picked up some dude. That were like major media stars, and that we can get them airplay on these stations. Little did they know, he's saying, oh, I got a guy that's in Memphis. I got a guy.
Yeah.
He got a guy in Memphis, which is Ed Capone.
Yeah.
Like, I got a guy in New York, which is this person. You know what I'm saying? So these guys, okay, let's rap. If you listen to hip hop radio, you'll hear these guys on there. It was fucking hilarious. I'm in the front, I like I'm sleeping, trying not to laugh because I know that Tresky's just fucking these guys around so bad.
All right, man. I'm gonna run.
It was hilarious.
Good
bro.
Story. We got to catch up more soon. And I lost you again. And that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, in the Bind Palace with Kenrick. And Spidey Heck, Ector. Later, people.